Two old foes that he's going at each other.
The third time they've played all season, but it has a different sense to it. That's because it's the postseason. Braden Smith pulls the three, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Clark Brady. We're headed the other way. Martin Messing, Ginster Schuller at the timeline. 5:15 left in the first. It's still 2-0 Lakers. Clark Brady dribbling. Now Ryan Hileski in that weave. Two Messing back at the left wing. Gets a screen from Clark Brady, rolls to his right. Now he retreats. 4 feet from midcourt. Being guarded by Brenner Wisner now. To Ryan Hileski. Zone switching all over the place for Lakers. Clark Brady pops the three top of the key. This one's off the mark. Rebound brought in by Seth Bowles. Fourth rebound tonight for the Lakers. Brayden Smith at the right elbow. Feeds it down to Minetti, low post. Has some trouble with it. Has to kick it back out to Smith. Skip pass to the left wing to Wisner. Tries to feed it into the left block. And this one's kicked out of bounds. Laker ball.
Minetti is on the inside. And think about it. He's a sophomore. He played the whole year of JV. But correct. He's holding his own inside.
Yes, he is.
He's not being pushed.
And wide open on the inbound. Minetti gets it. And it's in for 2 points. It is 4-0. Lakers leading with 4:30 left in the first quarter. At the top of the key, Brady to Hileski, right elbow. Pops the layup, or jump shot, excuse me, and it's ripped down by the sophomore Minetti. Having a great game so far. Brennan Wisner to Drew Schuller, top of the key. Back to Seth Bowles, left wing. Lakers slowing things down halfway through the first quarter. Maddox yet to score, Lakers with 4. Brennan Wisner being guarded by Hileski from 10 feet. Over to Schuller left wing against Joe Messing. Here comes Maddox with a screen from the right. Pick and roll, and it's another kick as Joe Messing nearly had the steal. Didn't need the kick, but his foot nearly touched it. Substitution, first one of the night for Maddox. Wyatt Humphrey Phillips replaces Zach Arntz. It'll be going, Laker ball inbound.
Going for a little more beef in there.
A little bit. Brennan Wisner. Inbounds to Brayden Smith, and he goes right off his knee and somehow falls right into the hands of Brennan Wisner on the give and go to Seth Bowles, opposite block, and it's in for 2.
In hockey, to give 2 assists for that. But
absolutely.
Quite a play.
Could hardly keep up with that play. Martin Messing across midcourt, against Drew Schuller, to the left wing, dribbles to the left elbow, working his way inside the paint, turns to the basket. The hook shot's no good, and Minetti rips down the board. 6 rebounds to Bad X's 2 tonight for the Lakers. Smith in the corner, feeds it to Seth Bowles inside the lane, puts up the jump shot. No good, rebound Joe Messing. And we have a whistle, and it's a 30-second timeout called by Mark Krug and the Bad X Hatchets. 3:18 left in the first quarter. John Moody, what are you seeing in this game so far?
Well, right now, the Hatchets are, I'm talking about shot selection. It's just not working for them. They've taken a couple of three-pointers. They had one that was a long deuce. Missed one layup, missed one right on the inside, a little hook shot by Martin Messing. They need to go ahead and slow themselves down. I think they're just a little too quick than what the action is really calling for, and that's what Coach Krug is dealing with right now. Just go ahead and settle down a little bit, work your offense. It was having some success getting some open shots, just a matter of just following through.
Well, Lakers began the season at 3-1, but then lost 3 straight before winning 2 more. At January 20th, they stood at 5-4 on the season. However, the next 7 games for the Green and White would be winless outings before defeating Vassar in a bizarre game John and I saw here, 62-41. And then he followed up with another victory against Sandusky, 47-36. But then since then, they went 0-2, leading to tonight. We have a jersey change for, let's see, Martin Messing
Martin
is now.
Martin Messing is going to become number
33. So Austin Mosak is on the short straw of that one. So Martin Messing is now number 33. Luckily, John, that's one face I recognize on our call. I have so many faces and names growing. I announced all 5 games for Harbor Beach and District Girls. And there's a lot of names rolling around there. I hope just some make sense this week. Bad X inbounds. Clark Brady. Lakers showing pressure, and they feed it into Ryan Hileski. Hileski across midcourt. Right to left across the radio. Left score, the scoreless Hatchet, 6-0. 3:05 left in the first. Messing into the corner to Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. Works his way back out, kicks it to Clark Brady. Now inside at the free throw line, turn and jump shot from Messing's no good. And we have a push on the rebound. This will go against Wyatt Humphrey Phillips. That's his first. Banax is second. A slow whistle tonight so far. We played 5 minutes and a collective three fouls.
And what Coach Krug did on the timeout, he wanted to go ahead and isolate Drew Scholler and Martin Messing on the inside. I mean, it's a mismatch in anyone's proportions. But turns around, misses the shot, and Drew Scholler lives to play defense another day.
Troy Chapel checks in for the Lakers as Joe Messing with another kick ball. That's his third of the night. I wonder if he's the punter.
Yeah, that or goalie.
One of the two. It'll be Laker ball right at midcourt right in front of us. Beautiful spot set up here again. Once again, thanks to the Lakers staff for setting us up in perhaps the best spot in the entire gymnasium as Braden Smith turns it over into the hands of Clark Brady. 2:43 left in the first. Still 6-0, Lakers leading Baddax. Martin Messing at the high post gets a screen from Clark Brady over to the left corner to Humphrey Phillips. Back to Ryan Hileski. One dribble over to Joe Messing, right wing. Baddax moving away from the ball with quite movement as they feed it to Martin Messing on the give and go from Hileski, and he goes up and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Foul goes against Lakers. That'll be their third team foul and the first
Brady
against
Smith.
Braden Smith. So number 33, also known as number 21, Martin Messing. At the free throw line, the first free throw attempts for Banax as a whole tonight, and it's in and out, no good.
Well, as a 50% shooter, this next one has got to go in. He has a pattern of missing the first one or missing the last one, but it's always a 50% situation.
Or whatever opposite you say.
Exactly. And there it goes. Oh, in and out.
He missed it, out of bounds, and they're going to say Banax ball. So they get a break there.
Well, that's a break that Coach Krug would take.
Most definitely. 2:23 left in the first, 6-0 Lakers over Banax. Clark Brady passes in to Ryan Hileski, to Joe Messing, to Martin Messing, top of the key. Against the sophomore, Chapel, over to the right wing to Hileski against Wisner. Feeds down to the low post to Humphrey Phillips, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound still loose, and it's going to be popped out to Chapel.
We got 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, 6-0 in favor of the Lakers.
Banax still unable to score. Now also 0-2 from the free throw line. Wisner, top of the key to Seth Bowles, right wing. Starts his dribble against Clark Brady. Gets a screen from Smith at the high post.
Nice jump switch out of Martin Messing.
Chapel now tries to dive down the lane. It goes off his knee, out of bounds. This will be the third turnover for Lakers tonight. Banax has two of them, but it's a 6-0 lead for the Banax Hatchets. Substitution for the Hatchets, number 11, a 5'9 senior, Brendan Jurgis checks in. He replaces Joe Messing. As Banax inbounds to Hileski, now into Messing's hands. Token pressure from Chapel, guarding him very closely. 1:35 left in the first. Messing, top of the key. Dribbling over to Hileski, trying to feed down low, nothing there. Jurgis, top of the key to Clark Brady, left wing. Pops the three, and it is in. First points, couldn't come at a better time for Banax. It's now 6-3, 1:18 left in the first quarter.
Nice half-court trap by the Hatchets. Bowles flashed the middle, and he's got the ball at the top of the key. Pops.
Bowles takes the shot from the right elbow. No good. Rebound, Martin Messing. And Seth Bowles is going to be called for the foul as he went in for the reach. That'll be his first and Lakers' fourth. Banax ball in front of their own bench. Substitution for the Lakers. That'll be number 14, Nick Siegfried. He replaces Seth Bowles. Give him a breather for the final 63 seconds of this first quarter. A three-point ball game, 6-3. Lakers leading Banax. 55 seconds left. Jurgis to Clark Brady, over to the left wing to Hileski. Feeding it down into Martin Messing, left blocked. Opposite block to Humphrey Phillips, and it's in for 2 points. It's now a one-point game, 6-5. 42 seconds left in the opening act. Smith across the timeline. Here comes the trap. Feeds it down low to Minetti off the backboard. And the result in the fourth turnover for the green and white. 30
Minetti
seconds left.
Minetti's got good size, but he's not that tall.
Hileski, top of the key to Clark Brady, right wing. Being guarded by Smith from 25 feet. To Jurgis, nearly at midcourt. Against Siegfried. To the left wing to Humphrey Phillips. Pops a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Minetti. Heath rebound for Lakers in this quarter. Smith down to Siegfried. He goes up and he is hammered. And he'll go to the free throw line for two shots.